I think the one of us has that opportunity to commit a sin while he is alone, while she is alone. Then it's really love but Allah at that moment. You ask that one for Mustaqim. For Mustaqim. After Allah comes, your behavior has changed. How many persons you have, like, found mouth people? They curse people, they swear people, they do bad things in their country. You have to control your country during Ramadan. We have to control our country during Ramadan. You have to count how many, words, if you did. If you speak about people, you make five people, for example. Because one of the things we have to do is that we will take all of the data. You have is that we take ourselves. We have to make accounting, put ourselves under our authority. If we evaluate ourselves in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will work with us. But if we don't care, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put us under this accountability. And we remember the book of Allah never missed one thing. Never. From the day you born until the day you come. Everything should be registered. Everything, already, we are taught. There is no requirement from this, what's to me, subhanahu wa ta'ala. No way. So, it is very important for us in this month to evaluate ourselves and to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, reciting the Quran and finishing the khatma many times, and we remember that every single letter you recite in Ramadan, the reward of it will be multiplied 70 times. 70 times. Meaning to say, if you finish one more paper, how many letters in one line? First, how many words in one line? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And we have summarized the same words. And each one word really contains 5 letters. Each letter, Allah will reward you 70 letters. 70. So, finishing the small one page, how many letters are you going to do? How many letters? If you reward,
you can stop me if you.
So can you make one more page? It is more than 5,000 lessons. It should not only one page. So all you have to finish the whole Quran. Allah has to. So not this is opportunity. Another thing we have to do is dua. This dua. This generation never raised their hands to Allah. It's very hard to find a generation making dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at that, man. Now, in your age, raising up his hands and making dua for Allah. Save me from my sin. Save me. Save me. Ya akhi wallahi. The most disabled man, not to have not been to work, the disabled man already has no dua in his mind to go for Allah. We sometimes for other drinking to talk to the psychologist. We sometimes go to the doctor to talk to him about our problems. I'll be your help. You have your own Lord. If you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming down to the lowest level of God, and he told Ya Ibadi, Ya Ibadi, talk to me. Give du'a to me, I will answer your question. How many times you go to your sin and you go and eat Allah to get married? You go after Allah? This way. Brother, bring my brother to be cured, to cure my mother. You have to come all to resist all the problems. One by one. And Rasulullah used to teach the Sahaba, if you miss the sword from your kitchen, ask it from Allah, if you have no money to buy it. Because so, if there is no word in your kitchen, you can't come out to work with the people that are the same. Can you imagine this one? If you have no ability to find your tools, ask Allah to give you. So what about if you have a great mission? You just want to be graduated, go back to your country, to your parents, to help them. You have a lot of things to do there. How many times you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As a Muslim, asking Allah is the huge duty. We have to do it every day. So Muslims nowadays, they don't ask Allah, they just demand to themselves. I have a problem in planning. But when you plan, don't depend on your ability only. You have to plan after you plan. Then you ask Allah to help you. You have this exam, study, very well. Very well to study. Today you feel very well to the exam. But don't deny on yourself. After you study, Ya Allah, how to speak Allah to you, Ya Allah. Give me practice. If you don't know this, it's a question mark in your mind. We have to live at Allah every day. Every day. He is our Rabb. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. A family man, they call it Rabb because he is taking care of his family. Working from morning until evening to reward his family, to buy for him the things they need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is working for us, really to help us. But we just to require our Rabb, soul, and ask him to help us. Dua, this is the only part from your character. And you remember that you are Muslim. A Muslim. Be proud of your religion. Your character as a Muslim. Don't have the Muslim name Muhammad Mustafa, but your body and your heart is torched. The behavior of you. It's the behavior of toys. What? You want to satisfy whom? You want to please whom? You want to please your brother who is not Muslim? We respect the non-Muslims. We don't care about their religion. We respect them at all. All the time. But if you don't behave like this, I am Muhammad. I have to behave like Muhammad. I am Muslim. I have to recognize my soul, my body, my character as a Muslim and Muslimah. I'm Muslim right here, Adam, Ashadu, Allah, 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 Allah. Don't feel, never respect you if you are very good person. But if you are not going to be there, never respect you at all. Unfortunately, we have our characters. Then, our names is Muhammad and Mustafa and Tawfiq and Sumayya and Zainab. Our behavior, unfortunately, is not reflecting the real Iman. reason we behave like dogs, we behave like dogs in the hard life of the Lord. Why not be yourself? Be yourself as a hostage. The reason is because even if you are alone, you are with your parents, wherever you are, Allah is watching you with you all the time. All the time with you. Love each other. Respect each other. Don't have any among the Muslims. All the time be an element of unifying. All the time be the unifying element to your brothers. Don't be troublemaker to the society. Adapt, you know, with the whole laws and the, you know, procedures. Don't go against anything. This is the Muslim, and Ramadan is related with the moon. The moon is a sign of law. If you relate, if the month comes on that. And we have, as a Muslim, to be very organized one, like the moon. You don't have that, you know, planet, big flying in the day. You have to be alive. Can you imagine the whole of the Islamia sticking to the fasting morning? And they break their fast public for who? The whole of the world goes to. The whole of from the beginning. Yeah? We are in Malaysia or in Saudi Arabia or in South Africa, wherever we are, the whole Muslim system, you know, the start of the last of the last of us and the last of 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 the last